Christine Heath, H-E-A-T-H, Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, 71-year-old, white female, who has been a smoker for a long time, has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is severe. The patient has stenosis of the infrarenal aorta that was at one time evaluated in Tampa General. The patient has not gone back to Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, the cardiologist. And the recommendations and emphasis are made because the patient has multiple comorbidities for coronary artery disease, which are smoking, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and it is important for this patient to be evaluated by cardiology at least once a year. Number two, coronary artery disease. The patient had a PCI to the LAD in 2018. And peripheral vascular disease with the stents that were placed in the inner arteries in 2019. The patient doesn't have symptoms of claudication. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient continues to have a cholesterol that is higher than 240. With an LDL around 150 that cannot take medications like statins or fenofibrate. The patient has been recommended the omega-3 fatty acids. Period, the patient has not been she hasn't tried the administration of Repatha. The recommendation is to discuss the possibility of using Repatha with Dr. Parnassa. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, significant coronary chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is related to smoking. The patient is reluctant to quit. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, depression, that is less apparent, has been much better lately, period. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis that is in remission. We're going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We spend 12 minutes reviewing the lab and the notes of the TGH evaluation. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 7 minutes.